Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet strikes out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Keene reaches second base with a double. Larry scores. Yost goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Bowling moves to third. Bridges moves to second. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan bunts towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keene, who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Smith strikes out. There goes Lawler. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Frank Larry. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Yost bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Osborne moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Keene bunts towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Osborne moves to third. Yost moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline is walked intentionally. Rudy Arias now pitching. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Morgan now pitching. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges misplays the ball. That's an error on Bridges. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Berberet and he is safe. Landis steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris juggles the ball. That's an error on Harris. Landis moves to third. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landis tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-3 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bridges takes first base on ball 4. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Bridges moves to second. Aussie Alvarez pinch runs for Lou Berberet. Larry Doby pinch hits for Tom Morgan. Don Rudolph now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Bridges moves to third. Alvarez moves to second. Red Wilson pinch runs for Larry Doby. Bob Shaw now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Siski now pitching. Red Wilson now catching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive towards short. Bridges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Keene strikes out. 1 out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-4 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Johnny Groth. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.